This is the Game Act Hotline for March 30th, 2006, episode 32.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington. And
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad to see you. My name is Luke. Well, let's go ahead and let's first tell you guys, I don't really have any big news for the site. Oh, other than the Frapper map, please, if you listen to the show, go to our website, and at the bottom right side of our website, there's the Game Addict Hotline website Frapper map. I've got two people on there right now. If you guys go ahead and put yourself on there. I also have a forum there. I believe I have a link to the forum. If not, I'll go ahead and I'll put a link up on the next show notes. But that's going to be pretty much it. Oh, I also did PodTrack, which I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where you guys are located who listen to my show. Because it's really great that I get all these downloads, but I just don't know where you guys are. So, I'll see if that does it. I don't really care exactly your city or location. I just want to know exactly, like, how many are in America, how many are in Europe, and which ones are exactly. And also to figure out, are they really downloads or are they half downloads or whatever. So, you know, all that really weird stuff that us podcasters love to know about. Anyway, I'm wasting way too much time. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. Nintendo officially announces Wii. If you haven't heard already, Nintendo finally released the real name of their Project Revolution to the public. Nintendo announced the name of their new system, the Wii, spelled W-I-I, this Thursday. Comments from all over the internet have shown shock, wonder, bathroom humor, and complete hatred towards the name. Nintendo states that the name was used because Wii can easily be remembered by people around the world, no matter what language they speak. No confusion, no need to abbreviate, just Wii. Nintendo decided to release the name before E3 so they can place more emphasis on the games being shown at E3 and not on the Wii. Our next news story, Microsoft to release E3 demos to gamers. Peter Moore, Microsoft's corporate VP for Interactive Entertainment Business, Entertainment, and Device Division, announced that many of the Xbox 360 game demos at E3 will be in the Xbox Marketplace during the event. It is our goal to bring E3 home to Xbox Live members as best we can. All the videos and the news as quickly as possible, vowed Peter. We will give you the flavor of what's going on, and the show floor, and some of the stuff that we are showing and debuting here. Our next news story, EA spouse revealed after overtime pay settlement. After the $15.6 million settlement to graphic artists in November of last year, EA has agreed to pay $14.9 million to software engineers for unpaid overtime. EA also promised to give all unclaimed money to the Ronald McDonald House charity. This news all stems off the blog from an unknown person named EA Spouse in November of 2004, telling of the huge amount of overtime spent on games and the need for overtime pay. Well, this week, EA Spouse revealed to be Erin Hoffman, wife of Leander Hasty, who was working on EA's Battle for Middle-earth during the event. In the news article, it said that Leander, at one point, had to spend 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the game. Leander Hasty and Erin now work together at First Playable Productions, an independent game developer in New York. Okay, our final news story, X-Link gets bought by Viacom. Media conglomerate Viacom has just bought the X-Link instant messaging program for gamers for $102 million this week. Viacom has placed the software as a part of the MTV network, with other online purchases such as Neopets, Game Trailers, and iFilm. Chief Executive Officer of X-Fire, Mike Cassidy, said, "We can think of no better home for X-Fire than MTV Networks, a company that's as user-obsessed as we are. We look forward to working together with a shared commitment to giving teens and young adults the best in digital entertainment, and operational flexibility to maintain the integrity of the X-Brand for our user." Okay, that's going to be it. Let's go ahead and let's look at the top games rented at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Far Cry Instincts Predator for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Blazing Angels Squadrons of World War II for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Tomb Raider Legend for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Tomb Raider Legend for the Xbox 360. And the top rented game at Gamefly.com is Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top sold games in Japan last week. Number 5, Dragon Ball Z Shin Budokai for the PSP. Number 4, Kashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Moto Nau Kaiteru Otana DS for the DS. Number 3, Final Fantasy XI At Ugran no Hiho for the PS2. Number 2, Dragon Quest Shonen Yangas no Fushigi na Daiboken for the PS2. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan this last week, Mother 3 for the Game Boy Advance. Okay, let's go ahead and look at games sold in the UK. Number 5, The Godfather by EA. Number 4, FIFA Street 2 by EA. Number 3, Animal Crossing Wild World by Nintendo. Number 2, Ice Age 2 The Meltdown by Vivendi Universal. And the number 1 top game sold in the UK this week, Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at the top PC games for the first half of April. They just came out in an article recently. Number 5, The Sims 2 by EA. Number 4, Age of Empires 3 by Microsoft. Number 3, The Sims 2 Open for Business by EA. Number 2, The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion by 2K Games. And the number 1 top PC game for the first half of April, The Sims 2 Family Fun Stuff by EA. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our new releases. We have very few. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. For the Xbox, Gander Mountain Trophy Hunter by VU Games. Bass Pro Trophy Fishing by VU Games. For the PS2, Gallop Racer 2006 by Tecmo. For the GameCube, there are no GameCube games this week. For the PSP, Guilty Gear Judgment by Majesco Games. For the DS, there are no DS games this week. For the Game Boy Advance, there are no Game Boy Advance games this week. For the PC, Desperados 2 Cooper's Revenge by Atari. Spellforce 2 by Aspire. Paradise by Ubisoft. And our top game for this week is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter by Ubisoft for the PC. Okay, that's going to be our news for this week. Let's go ahead and let's take a quick commercial. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
And now, from Seattle, Washington, the town that brought you Boeing, Starbucks, Microsoft, and the 2006 Super Bowl losers, although we all know it was because of a couple of bad calls by the ref, we present another proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C Sharp, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit them at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our trivia. Our first trivia category is Philips CDI. You know, this year is the 15th anniversary of the Philips CDI, so let's go ahead and let's look at some questions. Number one, this was the price of the system at release. Number two, this game let you play as Zelda from Legend of Zelda. And number three, this game, considered one of the best on the system, had you play with Hulk Hogan on a super boat facing evil cyborg terrorists based off a syndicated 90s television show. Okay, our next category, best selling games made. Number one, this is the most sold game for the Nintendo 64. Number two, this is the most sold game for the PlayStation. And number three, this is the most sold game for the Sega Genesis. Okay, let's go to our last category, RTS companies. This company made StarCraft and the Warcraft series. Number two, this studio made Dune 2 and the Command and Conquer series. And finally, this company makes Rise of Nations, Age of Empires, and Age of Mythology. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our final question. You know, with Nintendo using a universal word for its new Wii system, you can see they are trying to get into more than the American and Japanese market. In fact, a recent article in Gaming Daily Biz stated that a study found China as one of the markets that will be huge in the future. My question to you this week is, with games making over $600 million today in China, what is the gaming market going to make in 2010? Okay, let's go ahead and let you guys think about that, play a commercial or two, and come on back. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
TurboGrafx-16 is about to knock video games back into the Stone Age. It's 10,000 years ago. You're a cave dude. You are a carnivorous. You've got to bonk 28 stages of prehistoric bad guys to rescue your excellent-looking princess. And you've only got one weapon. Bonk's Adventure.
Buy TurboGrafx-16 now and get one of 38 selected games free.
Hi, Mrs. B, Patriots 2003 Fan of the Year and host of the very first Patriots podcast. Mrs. B's Patriot World podcast features daily sound-seeing tours from training camp, commentary, latest Patriots news, and sounds of the Razor's Edge tailgate and games. Join me at www.patriotworld.com for Mrs. B's Patriot World podcast. Go Pats!
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's look at our trivia for this week.
Today is gonna be the
our first category was Philips CDI. Number one, this was the price of the system at release. And the answer is, what is $400? Number two, this game lets you play as Zelda from Legend of Zelda. And the answer is, what is Zelda, the Wand of Gamelon? And number three, this game, considered one of the best on the system, had you play with Hulk Hogan on a superboat facing evil cyborg terrorists, based off a syndicated 90s TV show. And the answer is, what is Thunder in Paradise? I can't get that song out of my head. I go, Thunder in Paradise. And then, anyway, let's get to, stop me singing, and let's get to our next category. Best-selling games made. Number one, this is the most sold game for the Nintendo 64. And the answer is, what is Super Mario 64 with 11.89 million units? Number two, this is the most sold game for the PlayStation. And the answer is, what is Gran Turismo with 10.84 million units sold? And this is the most sold game for the Sega Genesis. And the answer is, what is Sonic the Hedgehog 2 with 4.92 million units? Finally, RTS companies. This company made StarCraft and the Warcraft series. And of course, the answer is, who is Blizzard? Number two, this studio made Dune 2 and the Command & Conquer series. And the answer is, who is Westwood Studios, who was now bought by EA, so now it's part of the EA Games line. And finally, this company makes Rise of Nations, Age of Empires, and the Age of Mythology series. And the answer is, who is Microsoft? Okay, let's look at our final question. You know, China's going to become a huge gaming market in the near future. As of today, the gaming market's making $600 million in China. My question to you is, in the study, how much money will the gaming market make in 2010? And the answer is, what is $2.1 billion? Okay, that's going to be the show for this week. Remember, you can email me your comments, questions, or trivia that you'd like to hear at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, or you can download our show notes at www.gameaddicthotline.com or leave comments there at our blog postings. Remember, you can also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or be a friend with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. I hope you guys have a great week. Turn your video games back up, and I'll see you next episode.